I'm going to read from the book of Genesis in chapter 28 and verse 11. It's the account of Jacob running away from his brother whom he has deceived, and he's very frightened. And he's tired and he's weary, and he decides to have a rest. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon earth, and top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. He called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee the tenth unto thee. Now that's the reading. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Jacob. Now I have a hymn here, and it has a reference to that, but views it from the eyes of the New Testament. And he's talking about a believer. And by a believer, I mean clearly and plainly a Christian. And by a Christian, I mean a Christian who has experienced the quickening of God's grace. We call it being born again, and who has repented of his sin and exercised faith in Jesus Christ and knows that he belongs to God through Jesus Christ as Saviour. Now, he's talking really about his journey as well, and yet there's a little more about believing. So he says, where do I stand? Well, surely I stand with Jesus. So he puts it like that. It doesn't matter what people say, how they may mock me, I'm going to be faithful, a faithful witness of Jesus Christ. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. That's where I'm going to stand. It's like, he says, the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. Sure, it's just that. In this very strange and sinful world we're living in, it's like a rock which is a shade to us and a protection. Then he goes on a further description. A home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way, from the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day. That is, there a place of refuge, a place of safety, a place of shelter, a place of peace. So he describes it now in more spiritual terms. That's a kind of physical term to begin with. O safe and happy shelter. It's safe there. I need not fear. O refuge tried and sweet is a well-tested place. Faith in God and sheltering in Jesus is well-tested. O trysting place where heaven's love and heaven's justice meet. The cross of Jesus Christ does that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and Christ's sacrifice for our sin meets the justice of God. So there you are, where heaven's love and heaven's justice meets. Then he speaks of the Old Testament. As to the holy patriarch, that wondrous dream was given, so seems my Saviour's cross to me a ladder up to heaven. So there we are. The dream that Jacob had, and he saw these angels ascending and descending upon the ladder, and he was set upon earth and went to glory. For us, the cross is like the ladder placed on the earth, and the top of the ladder enters the very centre of glory in heaven itself. And we put our foot upon the first rung, then the other foot. It's as if we now are on our way to glory. We may live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years again, but we're on our way to glory. We're climbing that ladder. So seems my Saviour's cross to me, a ladder up to heaven. Then here's a very remarkable verse. It's going back again to the reliability of it all, and the comfort of it all, and the refuge of it all. There lies beneath its shadow, the shadow of the rock, if you like, or the shadow of the cross. There lies beneath its shadow, but on the farther side, the darkness of an awful grave that gapes both deep and wide. I hadn't realised that as I stopped there, I stopped in time. There was great peril to my soul if I'd gone on without coming to this resting place, to Jesus. And there between that great peril and where I am, there between us stands the cross, two arms outstretched to save, like a watchman set to guard the way from that eternal grave. Do you see the picture? There is a lost eternity. And as we were going in that direction, Jesus stood with arms outstretched, watching that we didn't go that way. And there, by faith, we come into the arms of Jesus and we are safe. Because of that, the hymn now goes in a kind of an appreciative vein. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. Now, of course, he can't see him, not with our physical eyes. But we can sometimes meditate and say, I can, with my mind's eye, or the eye of my soul, I can think of that cross. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see. What do I see? I see Jesus dying for me, and he suffered for me. And then I'm overwhelmed with love. He puts it like this, and from my stricken heart with tears, two wonders I confess. The wonders of his glorious love and my own worthlessness. The hymnist puts it like this, and when I think like that, I'm so overwhelmed by the kindness of God. I'm overwhelmed at such love in saving me from such an end and such a peril. And I'm amazed that he should ever take notice of a worthless person like myself. And then here is the place. If you haven't come to that place yet, here's your invitation. I take. You see, you can look at a glass of water and die of thirst. That's true. If you never reach out and drink, you can actually die of thirst looking at a glass of water. But you can be saved if you take that glass in your hand and drink the water. I take, O cross, thy shadow, for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. That's a lovely thing. He is our only joy. If we haven't got any other joy in this world, he is enough. And even this world, content to let the world go by, to know no gain or loss, not bothered about a person having a fortune here and a fortune there and is passing you by, content to let the world go by, to know no gain or loss, my sinful self, my only shame, my glory all, the cross. It's a very beautiful hymn. And if you in your soul are able to say amen to that hymn, just think of how the theme runs through. It's a very beautiful one. It talks about the cross. It talks about the shelter. It talks about the shadow and awful grave and how we're delivered from it. Then he thinks and meditates upon, or Sheila thinks upon and meditates upon the cross of Jesus Christ, or the believer. The author is a lady, but we keep talking of he and she. It's Elizabeth Cecilia Clifan, I think we would say it. I'm not very sure. But very wonderful, beautiful words. And we meditate upon the cross. I take across thy shadow for my abiding place. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we can come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, and we worship thee and praise thee. And thank thee for that abiding place where we can safely lean upon Jesus, and we become recipients of the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, sins forgiven, and a safe and happy shelter. And whatever a wilderness this world may be, whatever may be our lot, this loveliness, O Lord, in our hearts, because we know that we belong to thee, and thou dost belong to us. And we pray, O Lord, that whoever's listening to these words now will be able to say, I take, O cross, thy shadow, for my abiding place. For if we do that, we abide with him, and he abides with us forever and forever. receive us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, O Lord. Amen.